Well, remember I told you I was going to tell you about pica. Pica is a funny disease, P-I-C-A. I'm not talking about the type style that you see in typewriters and computers. But pica is a disease that farmers know about. In horses, it's called cribbing, when they chew on the feed bunk, the wooden feed bunk. You know you better give them some minerals, otherwise they're going to eat that feed bunk. Also, in cattle, dairy cattle especially, where they're losing lots of minerals through their milk all the time, intensive milking, you'll see them picking up big rocks in the creek and chewing on them, or they'll chew on barbed wire, or maybe you'll see them walking down through a path with a deer bone in their mouth or something, or a shingle. That's called pica, and a farmer or husbandryman knows you better give them some minerals, otherwise they're going to eat the barn or something. In human beings, we see this at funny times. Pregnant women are notorious for pica. In the middle of the night, they'll elbow their husband and say, "Hey, you better get up, I want some pickles and ice cream." They're craving minerals because that fetus is pulling minerals out of their body, and they need some more minerals, and so it's recognized as a craving for things like sweets and salt and so forth. We see this in pregnant women. I used to have people come to my practice and they say, "Doc, do I need to go see a shrink?" I said, "Why is that?" "Well, I wake up in the middle of the night and I go outside with a spoon and I eat dirt." And, "No, that's okay. Just make sure it's clean dirt." Then they say, my kid sits there with a kitty litter box between his legs and he has a spoon and he's eating that stuff out of the kitty litter box. And then in housing projects, little kids will eat lead paint off the walls. And they get lead poisoning, get learning disabilities and bone problems and anemia. And we're good, so we spend $5 million to scrape the lead paint off of there and repaint it with latex paint. And all we have to do is give those kids 10 cents a day worth of minerals. It'd be better for them and save us $5 million. It's your tax money. And if we allow them to throw them away, those dollars, it's kind of interesting. At any rate, if you have a selenium deficiency and you don't want to wait until you get cardiomyopathy and drop dead from a heart attack to recognize it. If you look on your hands and look in the mirror on your face, if you have liver spots or age spots, and I see quite a few from here, you have an early selenium deficiency that's called free radical damage. And fortunately for you, if you recognize that, and you start taking in some colloidal selenium, in 4 to 6 months those will all go away. You'll reverse that in 4 to 6 months. And when they go away on the outside, they're going away on the inside, in your brain and your heart and your liver and your kidneys. And if you have low blood sugar, how many in this room have low blood sugar? Anybody in here have low blood sugar? Okay, about 10%. How many of you have ever seen a hyperactive kid who gives sugar? Okay, about everybody in the room. People who have sugar problems are like alcoholics. There's good ones and bad ones. You know, the good alcoholics are one, when they get two drinks, they just go off in a corner and go to sleep, right? Same way with somebody with low blood sugar. They eat a big meal or they eat a piece of pie, 3 hours later, they clunk out and go to sleep. Then there's bad alcoholics. They're the one that gets two drinks in them and they get violent and raged and they want to fight everybody. They punch holes in the wall, and, you know, big brave fellows, and they kick their wife and kick the dog and take the chainsaw and cut their neighbor's tree down and all these wild things and drive reckless down the roads and kill people. Those are the bad drunks. Well, people who have blood sugar problems, there's bad blood sugar people too. They get a little crazy. Okay, I don't know how many of you remember the Twinkie defense, right? Remember when somebody murdered two people? And he claimed he ate a Twinkie 3 hours before he murdered him, so they let him off because he got temporarily insane every time he ate sugar. Now, don't any of you try that. Well, chromium and vanadium deficiency will result in these sugar problems. Low blood sugar, and if you let it go on for any length of time, you develop diabetes, chromium and vanadium. Then a tin deficiency, the early symptoms of a tin deficiency are male pattern baldness. I see a lot of tin deficiency in this room. Yes. And if you let it go on for any length of time, you get deafness. Then there's a boron deficiency, and you gals should know about boron because it helps you keep the calcium you take in your bones so you don't get osteoporosis. Boron. Also, it helps you make estrogen. It helps you fellas make testosterone. If you don't take in enough boron, you ladies are going to suffer miserably going through menopause. Okay, you're going to have all those terrible symptoms. You fellas don't get enough boron, can't make testosterone, you won't know whether to lead or follow on the dance floor. You're going to be confused. She's saying he's got a boron deficiency. Then in laboratory, oh, I should tell you too, we said this on the show today, those of you may not have heard it, some of you didn't hear the whole show. The first symptoms of a zinc deficiency is you lose your sense of smell and your taste. You say, "Oh, you know, food just doesn't taste good anymore," and you don't have a cold or anything like that. And you say, your wife says, "Well, aren't you excited about dinner? I spent the whole day in the kitchen cooking dinner. He said, well, I didn't smell anything when I walked in. You know, he's got a zinc deficiency. Well, in laboratory animals, there's some 7 rare earths. These rare earths are trace minerals you need in lesser amounts than you need trace minerals. And they actually double the lifespan of laboratory animals. They've not been proven in humans yet, but I'm not going to wait 500 years for doctors to approve it. They're still arguing over vitamin C and calcium, right? So I'm just going to do it. Didn't kill any laboratory animals. It just doubles their life, and it's not a drug. These rare earths are called lanthanum, praseodymium, neodymium, samarium, europium, ytterbium, and thulium. There must be a reason why they're named after Old Testament cities. Well, remember I told you we needed 90 nutrients, we need 60 minerals, we need 16 vitamins, 12 essential amino acids, and 3 essential fatty acids. And of course, we're lucky in that plants as a group can make most vitamins, amino acids, and fatty acids. Plants can do that because they just take carbon out of the air and make carbon chains to make vitamins, amino acids, and fatty acids. But you have to eat 15 to 25 different plants a day in the right combinations to make this happen. Theoretically, it's possible, but most Americans don't do it. The average American thinks if they eat some potato buds out of a Betty Crocker box, they're eating a vegetable. Okay, so you got to be careful what you're considering a vegetable. Then, of course, people want to do right by their doctor, and they eat low-fat turkey breasts, and they put a half a jar of mayonnaise on there, and they put it between 2 slices of Wonder Styrofoam bread. Remember that stuff you can insulate your house with and put in your shoes when you get a hole in a shoe? I remember when I was a kid 50 years ago, it was a lot of fun, because we had Wonder Bread. We didn't have TVs back then on the farm. We didn't even have dryers that went round and round, so the only thing you could do in the wintertime was sit in the kitchen and wonder at a loaf of Wonder Bread. And it had the blue and red and green and yellow balloons on there. And if you read the label as many times as I do, you know it said things like, helps build bodies in 12 ways. And about 15 years later, the FDA made them change it to help build your body 8 ways. Now if you go to the store and look at Wonder Bread wrappers, it just says Wonder Bread. So it kind of gives you a clue. So even though this is theoretically possible, it's not likely to happen that you're going to get your vitamins, amino acids, and fatty acids in proper proportions from your diet. And so if your life is as valuable to you as mine is to me and my children's and my grandchildren's is to me, I would make sure that I take in all my vitamins and amino acids and fatty acids, because I guarantee you won't make it to 120 or 140 if you don't. You're just not going to do it.